KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Now that the shouting and the stress is over, we can revisit in the quiet of our laboratory some of the lessons of the recently unauthorized release of Sony Pictures Entertainment executive emails. Not to point fingers or make fun, because let's all be honest, that kind of exposure and embarrassment is going to happen to most of us at some point. That's just a fact of the digital, portable, unlimited bandwidth age. But instead, to see if there are some patterns that everyone in this business can recognize and learn some. Something I noticed when I was essentially reading someone else's mail was the prevalence, when a studio executive is trying to make a deal with a piece of talent, of saying something to business affairs like, hey, this deal is going to close. Let me tell you something. He needs the money. That's what people say to each other and themselves when they're trying to gin up some confidence for a sure thing. He or she needs the money. They're broke. They need this. They don't have any other choice. It's remarkable how many times I've heard that said, or humiliatingly said it myself, about actors or writers I've tried to hire, networks I've tried to sell projects to. They need this show. They need something like this. Or studios where I've had a deal. Of course they'll re-up this deal. They need us. But the truth is, if you find yourself assessing your chances to close this or that deal or sell this or that script based on your totally flawed and delusional measurement of the other party's needs and desperation, well, you're probably in for a sad shock. Because, and here's the nasty truth underlying pretty much every transaction in the entertainment business, there's always an alternative somewhere in the shadows. If you're a writer, there's always another script by another writer you haven't even heard of, and it's right next to your script, and it's also a genre-bending whatever that's fresh and whatever else. And it's right there, on the desk. And when you say, they need this, you're forgetting that they don't, because they have another thing. It's the same with actors. They need me, some of them say, or the show or the movie won't work. Now, that is sometimes true in big movie franchises and hit TV series, but here we're talking about maybe a dozen people on Earth who can say, without fear of another actor in the waiting room who is just as funny and sexy and a lot more agreeable, walking into the office and taking the job. Here's what's working for us, a network president once said to me about the programming on his network, a network that had just fallen 4 places in the rankings. Nothing is working for you, is what I wanted to say. You need me. You need what I'm about to pitch, is what I wanted to say. And sometimes what you want to say leaks out somehow in your tone or your body language. So even though what I said was, great, yeah, well, let me know what you guys are finding success with, what the network president heard was, give me a break. You're desperate. You need me. Now, I'm not sure if the deal in these Sony emails closed or not, but I'm pretty sure it didn't, because the network president in my meeting didn't buy my pitch. He needed something, I guess. Everybody needs something. But he didn't need what I was pitching, and he didn't need it from me. And I'm pretty sure that if I had remembered that going in, remembered that there's always an alternative, that they can always say no, that no one needs what I'm about to pitch, he would have heard my pitch and thought, hey, we need that. And that's it for this week. Next week, we do a little Botox on history for KCRW. This is Rob Long.